This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. After all the news stories, all the editorials, the comedians' jokes and expressions of outrage, the case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn could be falling apart. The former head of the International Monetary Fund was arrested for sexual assault in May. Now, investigators for the district attorney in New York say they have uncovered serious misstatements by their chief witness, the housekeeper who accused him. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is covering this story. She's in our studios. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What undermines the woman's testimony?
Well, government investigators who have been digging into her background have uncovered some less than flattering details. There are apparently some inconsistencies in her account of what happened before and after the alleged assault in the hotel in May. And perhaps even more importantly, investigators are apparently concerned about things dating years back into her background. The New York Times has reported she allegedly talked on the phone to a man who's been behind bars for drug offenses. Their phone call was recorded, and they apparently talked within a couple of days of this incident with DSK about the benefits of going forward with accusations against a man who's so famous and wealthy.
Okay, I understand that it would take a while to look into the woman's background, but at the beginning, the district attorney said he had very strong evidence here. How could this case begin to look so different that they're now discussing whether to change the conditions of bail?
Well, there's been an unusual level of scrutiny on this case all along. It's not a run-of-the-mill sexual assault case, to be sure. Dominique Strauss-Kahn's lawyers have hired a private detective firm to dig into this victim's background, and government investigators have been looking, too. It's not clear why prosecutors didn't find some of this material earlier on, but based on what sources are saying, there are lots of issues from this housekeeper's past, perhaps even dating to her application for asylum to enter this country.
What about DNA evidence? Wasn't there DNA evidence in this case?
The government has said on the record that they do have DNA evidence matching DSK to that hotel room and to clothing of the housekeeper and perhaps even the carpeting on the hotel room floor. However, DSK has been setting up a defense all along that any intimate contact with this housekeeper was consensual, so therefore it wouldn't be a surprise to find some DNA. This trial, if there is one, is always going to come down to he said, she said. And if there are lots of problems with this housekeeper's credibility, it will be very hard to convince a jury that DSK is guilty.
And if prosecutors come to that conclusion, they wouldn't even bring this to trial. Is that correct?
Yes. What's happened next in this case is that there's going to be a hearing in court today in New York where they're going to talk about loosening the restrictions on DSK's bail. He's been under a form of house arrest. Remember, he was taken into custody at the airport when he was going to be flying home to France. They put him in Rikers Island for a few days. And as a condition of getting out of jail, he essentially is under 24-hour house guard, for which he is paying out of his own pocket $200,000 a month.
What are DSK's lawyers saying about these developments?
They're not saying much right now. They're being very careful in their statements. We may know more later in the day after all this evidence comes out, to the extent it does in court. And the housekeeper is not speaking much either through her attorney, although I'm hearing that she's sticking to her allegations that she has been assaulted by DSK. The problem for prosecutors is all the other stuff in her background.
But just to be clear, it is the prosecutors who are letting us know, who are indicating that there's problems with the case here.
Steve, that's what's so extraordinary about this. In a case that began in May, not that long ago, prosecutors will be appearing in court to present problems with their chief witness before a trial.
I wonder if this is a good reminder for all of us that in a big breaking news story with white-hot attention, no matter what seems obviously true on the first day, may turn out to be not so true or totally untrue later on.
We may learn all kinds of things from this case that we never expected to.
Carrie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson reporting on news that the case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn in New York City is weaker than previously believed. There's a court hearing today.